The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, St. Mark chapter 7, verses 33 to 35. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, Jesus put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And from the third chapter of the Epistle of St. James, the sixth verse, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is an unrighteous world among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the cycle of nature, and set on fire by hell. In the Gospel for this Sunday, we are brought very close to the life of our Savior, because in this Gospel, we hear the very word of Jesus in the language he in fact spoke, the Aramaic language. Jesus says to the man who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, Ephphatha, Ephphatha, which means be opened. And we're told that his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. But in the other passage I just read from Holy Scripture, we hear St. James tell us that the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a fire. And the point is that although our tongue is a gift of our Maker, it can, like every good gift of God, be abused, misused, indeed used not for good, but for evil. I doubt that there is any passage in Holy Scripture which speaks more plainly and powerfully about that dismal reality than these words I just read from the Epistle of St. James. Just listen now to all that he has to say. St. James writes, we all make many mistakes. And if anyone makes no mistakes in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body also. If we put bits into the mouths of horses that they may obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Look at the ships also. Though they are so great and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So the tongue is a little member and boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is an unrighteous world among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the cycle of nature, and set on fire by hell. for every kind of beast and bird and reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by humankind. But no human being can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who are made in the image of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brethren, this ought not to be so. Yes, how plainly and how powerfully St. James sets forth this dismal reality. And if we're honest with ourselves, we all know that what he has to say is nothing but the sober truth. For once words are said, they cannot be unsaid. And who of us does not know how much deep hurt and anger and resentment and sadness and even despair flow from careless and cruel words? And so we are called to repentance. The gift of speech is one of our Creator's gracious gifts to us, his human creatures. And as our creature, our Creator is gracious, so we are called to be gracious. In fact, St. Paul plainly says, let your speech be gracious. To be gracious is to be kind, to be generous, to be compassionate, to encourage, and indeed to cheer one another on life's sometimes difficult journey. All creation gives God glory. Each of his creatures in its own particular way. But it's the particular blessing and privilege of us as human creatures to speak and to sing his praises with tongue and voice. You remember our Savior's summary of the law. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And that is the way we must use the gift of speech, to love God and to love one another. The crowd which saw the Lord Jesus heal the man who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech were filled with wonder at the miracle he had wrought and exclaimed, he has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Words which echo the story of creation, which concludes with the words, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. The Son of God, through whom all things were made, came into this world to restore the fallen creation. All the miracles he wrought during his earthly ministry point forward to the great miracle, the miracle of his resurrection, in which we see God's truly loving purpose for us and for all that he has made. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.